You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Okay, it's the kind of morning where you buy a breakfast burrito on your way into the studio to act as a hand warmer. Personally, I blame the meteor. Hello, everyone. It's Bras, Bitches, and Balls. As always, we have Lisa. I'm Nick. Our guest today is Luna Alexander from Slipstream Theatre Initiative and also Bloom's Floral Designs.
By J.R. Yeah,
by J.R.
Nailed it.
And here we have Lee.
Hey, welcome to Bras, Bitches, and Balls. Lisa has a question, and it seems to be burning in her psyche. What's up?
Lee's in hiding. she's in witness protection.
I had a dream about that last night, too.
Oh, my.
All right.
Now, my question is, I can't hear most of the lyrics. So, dude, I didn't know what? She was underage?
No, she was his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, so he was seeing a friend's ex-girlfriend but didn't
or
know?
Or a current girlfriend or something like that. And he was like, dude, I didn't know. And he asked her out and they went out.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm sorry to your dude bro for... Yeah.
Okay.
For hitting on his crush or something.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel better about that now.
Okay, good. No, they weren't pedophiles that I'm aware of.
No, not pedophiles. So, I was just like, well, I mean,
that would be a,
well, yeah, okay. My wife, she's 17. It's not really pedophilia.
For a second there, I thought you were meaning she was an ex of his, right? And so, like, the mood lighting was really bad and they were just in the dark.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I thought you tasted similar.
Oh, wow. You had a bean burrito on the way into work, right?
Yeah.
Primary. Okay, listen. So we're going to talk about what's hanging on Betty. Hold on. See, this is the part I don't like because then I
No,
go,
you can, they can still hear you. Okay, trust me.
Fine.
I've listened.
All right. So this is Sachi.
Ta-da.
Sachi by Elome. So why do I think this bra is totally cool? I think it's cool because it's gorgeous and it supports super well. I'm going to come around.
Yeah.
I'm going to piggyback off of Nick's mic. Hey, Nick.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm just going to look at Betty for a bit.
You've got this strappy look. You've got the butterfly motif on your chest here. You've got a wonderful mesh. This is super sexy. I get it. People are going to go, something that beautiful looks too delicate. It's not going to support. That's bullshit. This is an awesome, awesome supporting bra. You've got a four-part cup. You've got this gore that lays beautifully. There's a little bit of give right there. Straps are a soft but sturdy elastic. It's really, really worth a try. It's brand new in the store, so I wanted you guys to see it. This is one brief that's come in that matches. And we've got a high-waisted vintage look coming in.
And it's got a little keyhole in the back. Yes. I have more questions. So this question is about a bra, though.
Oh, thank God.
So the on the side here, it looks like it's reinforced before it goes into the kind of see-through. Is that a reinforcement there?
You mean this part here? Right
behind the cup.
Right behind the cup? Well, it does have a double layer of
material. Yeah.
So, yes, that's going to be a little sturdier base for it to hook on. And what she's talking about on Facebook Live is right back here. And you can see it is a sturdier base that the wires are hooked on here. And then you've got the band back here. Now, this band is not a single layer. So you've got a lot more material holding it together. The first thing that stretches on a bra is the
band.
The band. That's right. The band is thing to stretch, but if you've got a really good material that's going to hold on, it has some give in it already, it's not going to stretch out. That
gives new meaning to getting the band back together. Oh my God, I did not see the front of this because you had a bag on it. It's freaking sexy.
Yeah, I love the front.
I need dimmers, but
No, you really wouldn't, because you see where this is all coming together.
Will that cover my nipples?
They'll just push them right down.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Push up.
But you can see the straps really have a nice deep U, so it's going to bring them together further. So if you have shoulder slippage, this is going to help. If you have major shoulder slippage because you have big sloping shoulders, we have something that can help with that. It's a little silicone piece that goes right into the back bottom of the strap, and it will hold on to your shoulders better. Some people really can't take a tight band. And I understand. To keep the band vertical, parallel.
Vertical would be this.
Yeah.
You don't want a vertical band.
You really don't want a vertical band.
That means something has gone horribly wrong. or it's gone really right.
Just calm.
Either way.
It's got to be tight enough because if it's too loose, it's going to go slipping straight up your back. And what's going to happen in the front? Your boots are going to go straight down. We've got to keep these boots supported.
Yes, we do.
Right there. Once those ligaments are gone and they pop, your boots go right down. And the bra is the only thing holding you up. So that's a real important part about keeping your breasts supported. So come into a local boutique. Please go into a local boutique.
Preferably Boston.
But I mean, if you're not in the Detroit area, fine.
Right.
Detroit area, and you know that you're area is underserved, let us know so we can look at putting a busted in your area.
And also, this year. Detroit is one of the top places to visit in 2018, so come visit Detroit.
And woo-hoo. Come and get a Saatchi. Okay, I'm going to take her
and get a bra. Another question is, does this style come in any other color but black? Because I have plethora of black bras.
Not right now. This is brand new.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, she's a brand new bra. They've been really pumping out a whole bunch of new stuff. The great thing about this coming out in basic is it gives me hope that it's going to come.
Yeah.
It very well might come in some of the fashion colors at some point in the future. Yeah.
Fashion or even a nude or I don't wear white bras because that just associates old ladies with me, but you know, something.
There's nothing wrong with a white bra.
I know, but I just have, it's my own mental, it's my own mental thing.
It's either old lady or sports bra.
Yeah.
I'm right there with
you.
You know, it's tough to break. I know.
But the beige, the lighter, I'm wearing a kind of a pink or jour bra today. Like those colors I can do. But straight up white, I'm just like,
yeah.
This is more than likely going to come in a fashion color and then a beige at some point. So we'll see. This company has been coming out with a lot of different skin tones also.
Oh, great.
If you do have a desire to have a different level, skin tones, different options for you, we have, Busted has a lot of options in skin tones. So please ask us those questions.
Because some of us are cinnamon and cappuccino and not peach.
And chocolate. And yes. So we know it goes lots of different shades through the spectrum. And about once a year, I put out a color wheel of skin tones and bras to explain that it doesn't have to be just one company that's providing that. Because if one company does it, they don't fit everybody. And I really need multiple companies to do it so that we have body types.
Woo!
Body types. Okay,
all about it.
All right.
You can take Betty
away. You can take Betty away.
Thanks, Betty.
Yeah, thanks Betty. Betty.
See you later.
This is a 38E.
A
38
double
G.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Betty is a logical. Yeah.
Gaga.
The Gaga size. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if it came in
I wear a Lady Gaga.
She's on my tits all day. It's great. You know?
I'd do that.
Yeah, I would too.
All right, so now I'm back in the chair and maybe y'all can hear me better. I hope that was all right. Jess, hey. Welcome back to 2018. You have a guest on your side of the camera too.
Ah, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome. Hi. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Sarah, your lip color is fabulous.
Thank you.
I like the scarf too. So that's good.
Compliment.
So I was actually going for the glasses. The frames are fantastic. But,
they are too. They're new.
Yeah.
You all can't see Sarah, but she's just adorable. Yeah. Okay.
Go stand up and look
Can I put this
thing
on now?
Yay!
There we go. So if you're watching the live video, you saw that. If not, you can find it on the page.
There you go.
Honestly,
you can just see just how cute her frames are.
And that lip color. And I believe the scarf turned in too. So, hey, we covered all the bases.
Love this, yeah.
So I brought Busted swag.
sweet. I have a cap. What is it?
It's a watch cap. Well, in the Navy, we called it a watch cap. I guess in Michigan, we call it a beanie.
A beanie, yeah.
So, Luna, thanks for coming to see us today. I brought you a little present.
Oh, my God. I get merch.
It's a bunch of swag.
You do get merch.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
You get bees.
And just to make it super obnoxious, I'm giving you our shopping bag.
Yes.
And heads up, and if you do shop with us and you take one of these bags, keep it, because if you bring it back on Earth Day, I'm going to be giving an extra deep discount.
All my bargain senses just started tingling. You know, that's amazing.
And your recycling senses, too.
Yeah. I'm excited to put this right in the back of my car. Awesome. It'll sit with the other ones, and I'll actually use this one because it's cute and doesn't have a Meijer logo on it.
So I actually use mine at Aldi sometimes. Oh, yeah. You know, whatever's in the car to...
I love how it looks like frosting writing on there.
Yeah,
It looks like someone's taken like a piping bag.
Right. Like I'm carrying a delicious cupcake with a corset on it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Delightful.
Cupcakes with corsets on it. We've done that. Yeah. Actually, I made a giant cake that was all cupcakes underneath that made the logo when we first opened. So when we made that bag and I go to the company, I'm like, here, this is what I want on the bag.
Right.
They're like, you've got to take the framing off. I'm like, no, I really don't. And they're like, no, really, it's going to look like shit if you don't. I'm like, okay. I'll pay you money if you will do the things I asked for you to do there, or I can pay somebody else money if you do those things for me. And so they did it, and I'm like, I really love it, and I'm patting myself in the back.
I think it's gorgeous.
TM. Yeah.
Circle does.
TM. Yeah, it is a trademarked logo, and it's a trademark name, so... Don't be a bitch and take my name.
I will hunt you down.
We already did that with someone, and we won. Thank you, lawyer.
Sounds ferocious. Really? Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah, and Hawaii, a lady did that, but she is now a different name. So.
What?
Yeah.
Did you guys send a missile?
Yeah,
exactly. Just wanted to spook her a little bit?
Yeah.
We're like, emergency alert system, could you just
let that lady know?
10 minutes after that thing was called off, Lee text. See, told you. Yeah, exactly. Told you.
Speaking of crazy shit, did anyone feel the meteor last night? Because I did not.
Oh, I
did. So is it Superman? Are we getting Jor-El? Like, I'm really excited, guys.
I'm really looking forward to the tripods myself as they stride up the street.
I love it.
It'll be lovely.
As I'm walking the dogs, I'm like, is there anybody walking towards us that you've never smelled before?
Start barking. If you hear a Terminator.
Yeah.
So, did you guys hear or see anything? Because I saw nothing and I was doing a breathing treatment. So, I just had the vibration of that, you know, while I was doing my nebulizer because I have asthma. And I felt nothing.
I didn't see it, but I did feel it.
Did your house shake?
My whole house shook like a couple of times. It was like boom, boom, boom. You know, like it was a layered thing. And I thought, huh, did they just take a building down? No, it's the middle of the night.
It's not when they do those things.
Unless it was like not supposed to happen and there was no rules for it.
Right.
But yeah. And then I asked Patrick, I'm like, hey, did you feel that too? Was that my imagination? He got it. But Lively was downstairs in the basement. He's like, don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I didn't notice anything until I don't have the Facebook app on my phone. So I go into Facebook a couple times a week, and
good
I happened
you.
To go in last night. Yeah, I had a social media issue. So
same.
I still have a Twitter issue, but it's for work. So I went on Facebook, just like happened to be looking while I was doing my breathing treatment, and it was like, oh my God, did you guys feel that? And it was like 15 people from Royal Oak to Clarkston, and I was like, okay,
it's a problem.
I think they hit it.
There were a few people in Wisconsin going like, there was a light in the sky.
Yeah.
No, it's funny. So my husband is right now living for the first time, and so for me, reliving the magic of X-Files. So I'm at rehearsal last night down in Mexicantown at the Matrix Theater, and I get home, and my husband John is just like, oh my God, did you feel that? Did you know what happened? Oh my God. And we live near a train station, so I'm like, oh baby, that's a train. You're okay.
And he's all like, trust no one.
And he's like, no, the truth is out there. Like, just make sure that we lock everything tonight and that, you know, there's, you know, no chance of anyone knocking
Scully
on the door.
Scully shows up, be concerned.
If Fox shows up, not so much. I'm going to let him right in. So.
Right.
I'm all about the Mulder.
Hey, Mulder.
Hey. See, this is why we need the black contacts. Everyone needs to just walk around with the black contacts on for a bit. It'll
there you go.
So, yeah. So I looked it up because I was like, what the hell? Like, you see meteors and normally you don't have a sonic boom associated with it. So apparently originally this was a brolide meteor,
yeah,
which is one
does
that,
that mean big ass?
Probably.
It,
okay.
It does. Big ass, in some but alien big language. Unstable ass.
Right. Right. In so Latin. It's right. Big yeah. ass.
Big
in
unstable
Latin.
Ass. So it breaks apart.
I took that in middle school.
Yeah.
In
the, it breaks apart in the atmosphere. So, like, when you see the. If some people, when they took the video, you see, like, the big boom, and then behind it is, like, a smaller light. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. you see, like, the big bright light and then a smaller light. It's the meteor breaking up.
Or
so.
Is it?
Oh, right. Or. It's two different pods.
They've got to shoot out that escape pod somewhere. Right.
Mm. Guys, I'm not saying it's aliens,
but I'm not but saying it's aliens.
Aliens. All right.
So if you ever, when you thought of aliens, because this is what was going through my head,
yeah.
we assume that they are organic life forms like us.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Periodic table is what it is, even though we don't know everything in the universe, we know what's around us, right?
Right. Yeah.
So are we... Do we really think that an alien is going to be an organic life form like us or other? What defines
no,
life?
It's going
to
be a cephalopod right? because they're fucking terrifying.
They are terrifying.
Oh, I like cephalopods.
They
are terrifying.
I like them, but they're terrifying.
And we always think they're going to eat us, right?
Right? That's, obviously.
We're food.
I mean,
because
that's
like the only thing we know how to
don't look like
absolutely.
Us. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So. But then so I'm talking to the dogs outside at midnight.
Obviously.
And I'm like,
do.
But what if the life
and
forms
then they
were
answer
like
you.
Light? Mm-hmm. You know, what if it was a light life form? What other kind of life form could it, anyway? It's what
like fifth dimension.
And then Thor said,
right.
tell me about the
dimension.
Earth's defense
right.
system.
Right. So this leads me to a question about TV.
Ooh.
You probably haven't watched. Have you watched The Orville?
Yes,
I started actually. Nick got me onto it, man.
It's that's good.
Awesome. I watched a couple episodes.
I mean, like, I'm sounding shocked.
Yeah,
it's more Star Trek-y than I thought. I thought it was going to be much
incredibly
more Family Guy.
Star Trek-y.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
You have?
Do you love it?
I do love it.
You
now,
agree?
Why does she say you probably haven't seen it? Because I typically like violence.
Oh, awesome.
Well,
yeah. Well, wait.
And she doesn't have a lot of time.
What's the what is the
and fantasy?
What is the
I like
robot?
Fantasy.
What is the what is
like
the mechanical crew member?
Oh, the one that sounds like Brent Spiner, but it's
yeah,
not Brent
but it's
Spiner.
Not Brent Spiner. Yeah,
I had to look that up.
I would say I could look it up, but my phone is being used for Facebook Live.
Yeah, well, I'll look it up in a minute. But yeah, him.
Off. Yeah,
that's what I thought of when you were talking about like, well, would it be organic? No, it doesn't
it's
have
more
to
like
be.
A C-3PO.
It could
right.
be like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, the Orville is good, but we should probably talk about stuff that we. Have going on with our guest here.
We yeah. should.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, so although, we can talk sci-fi and fantasy all day.
Yeah, believe me, Luna can
sweet.
Do that.
I mean, you know, yeah. I'll at least be able to
I've
hold
it.
I'm a huge fan of
years.
Now, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Science fiction, science
I will have to say
the, fantasy.
Yeah. I like the Orville because I also liked Douglas Adams stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, this
great.
Is
very similar.
42.
42.
Absolutely.
That's it. All right. So Detroit now, January 2018. Yeah, mid-January. We've got a lot of things it's... coming. We had last guest. They're putting on the Glitter King.
Ooh.
That's yes. happening
February
17th.
So
I'd like to remind everybody about that.
Yeah.
I did buy my tickets. Did you
buy did? I didn't.
Buy your damn ticket.
I got to buy my ticket. I just booked my conference for Phoenix for the first The February 1st and 2nd. So
okay.
Now I got to go buy my Glitter King
tickets. Buy your Glitter King tickets, and I'll help
me
you dress you.
I'm
yeah, I'll dress
not
you.
A glam kind
I've got,
of girl.
I'll dress you. Just come
sequins
to just come to my house.
I mean, I love glam. I'm glitter. Just, I suck at it.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a few different things that we can wear.
Like if I were wealthy and had like somebody who could just dress me, I'd be like...
I'm going to be like
a... I'd be like,
that,
totally.
But also punk is
I'd
like
be dressing like Lady Gaga, but...
So, you know.
I'm going to be a punk pirate. So I'll get you something else. I've got you. Don't worry. So
Do it.
And then we have Auto Prom coming up in
January 19th.
A few days.
Friday.
So I'll plug Busted one more time. If you need strapless and foundation wear, please come and see me at Busted. We're open 7 days a week. And if you have an emergency, call me ASAP. All right.
And I'm gonna throw this out on the Busted website, I think you or the Facebook page, you posted someone who dressed in a Marlies Deckers like beige pink strappy
yep
bra
yep.
with a fur, and she looked phenomenal. I mean, well, she was gorgeous to begin with.
Her name is Jasmine, and she took a robe that she got at the Peacock room that was open, right? Just a big, it was all ruffles, chiffon-y ruffles. She came to me. She's like, what can I do with this? So we put a commando. I'm using your body.
I need a commando.
I used a commando slip. You have one.
I have one
in black.
I have a black one.
And she got one in beige. And so it was nice and form-fitting, but you can still move in it, right? And then it opened up in the breastage area, right? And
the scientific term, right here.
The ta-ta.
Yeah, and right in the decolletage. And she had on a gold Marlies Deckers bra that had the straps and had the metal pieces on it, and it was just hot. And this woman is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
So she goes home, she sews the robe and puts a belt on it, like a satin belt on it, and she makes a gown out of this.
Yes.
Thing. She was fabulous.
Oh, so
who was the woman singer, Josephine Baker?
Yes.
Like, that's what she reminded me of. Like, very,
very glamorous.
Oh, my God. Gorgeous.
Just, you want to be near her because she's just so gorgeous in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else is wearing what she's wearing. So everybody is looking at her like, that's hot.
Yeah. Totally fabulous.
So you just posted that on the Busted page a couple days ago.
I did.
Ago, right?
Because I had thrown it up there last year. She sent it to me. She's like, show everybody what I did.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I have other news on the Marlies Deckers.
You do?
I do.
Ooh. I'm going to meet her in New York.
What? She's going to be at the show?
I'm going to meet her in New York.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So we tweeted out there are Marlies Deckers when I went on to find a picture of the bra to put on the Twitter feed. I found that it's Marlies Deckers' 25th anniversary. So we posted that out, and she gave us a little kiss back. And then I posted the pinstripe bra that you were talking about. So if you want to go to our Twitter handle, you can see the pinstripe version of what we were talking about in terms of a Marlies Deckers bra. And that's at Bras Bitches.
Bras Bitches.
Yeah. Bras Bitches, yeah.
Yeah. So, cool. Yeah, she's going to be there.
I'm going to meet her.
I'm such a geek. My salesperson was like, and Lee, by the way, Marlies Deckers is going to be there. I'm like, hyperventilating. She's like, you okay? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, I'm getting you an appointment. Please stop freaking the fuck out.
That might be a bra worthy date.
I think I'm going to need to do a little Facebook Live for everybody.
Yeah. So I was thinking the other night when I was following a Twitter feed totally unrelated that involved dog mushers and snaps, but about the Seinfeld.
And it always goes back to bondage.
Go ahead. Okay.
It reminded me of, she was looking for these snaps and couldn't find them for her dogs. Anyway, it reminds me of the Spongeworthy episode where she's like, I got to hoard 30 of these snaps because you can't find them. So I'm like, do you remember the Elaine Spongeworthy where she had a closet full of sponges and they had been discontinued? So she's like, I got to decide whether this guy is Spongeworthy or not. I think of that with your Marlies Deckers bra. I'm like, she's like, is this Marlies Deckers bra worthy?
Yeah, wearing, when I wear my Marlies Deckers, I mean, there's a couple that I do wear on an everyday basis, but there are some that I have like in a little shrine.
Again, back to bondage. I love it. Mm, yes.
It's just so damn pretty. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Marlies Deckers is going to be there. So now.
Luna.
Luna. Luna Alexander.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
To our little hot mess.
Thanks for having me. I like joining the party, and it's been great.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you're with Slipstream?
Yep. Theater Initiative. Theater. It's a mouthful every time. Don't even worry
about
it.
I'm like, Slipstream? Yeah.
We try to avoid the abbreviation just because it has a completely different connotation when you tell people, I'm the artistic director at STI.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but...
Did we think about that when we came up?
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, so, okay. Yeah, sorry. I don't know if you could hear me with that. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, we heard your STI.
Oh, good. I was hoping for a second maybe that just got skipped.
No.
No. Anyway.
So, you have something going on right now or is going to be going on soon with Tales from the Mitten?
Yes. Right? Okay, so Tales from the Mitten is our opening show for our 2018 season. It is an original work starring myself and Dan Johnson, another Ann Arborite resident. We actually went to high school together, went to the same college together. We were always a couple grades apart, but we both stayed in Michigan and did the theater thing here. And, we cross the streams every now and then, every other year or every year. And, we were trying to figure out what, like, original work we want to do, you know, for to open our season, because we wanted to do something new and kind of fun. So I asked Dan, I reached out to him, and I was like, hey, man, we want to write something about doing theater in Michigan, but we don't want it to suck, because I hate plays usually about theater. They're usually very masturbatory. And kind of self-important. And
yeah. Kind of like always any movie about,
any about movie, making a movie. Making a movie. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have not seen La La Land, but right. I kind of feel that way about La La
exactly.
La Land.
Exactly. It's every Woody Allen movie ever.
Yeah,
so,
trust your feelings.
Right, exactly. It's you're not wasting too much time. Promise. Yeah. But yeah, it just gets a little meta and old quick. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of inside jokes. So we decided to sit down and we're like, okay, well, we're at least going to be honest about what it's like here. We're not going to sugarcoat it. So I've been treating it kind of like an aspirin. A lot of truth and a lot of, you know, kind of what we do on the day-to-day business of doing theater here. And but at the same time, coat it in a lot of candy and make it easy to swallow. So,
is it a bunch of vignettes, or is it like an actual, like a full storyline?
Sure. It's so the way we approached it was we have six different versions of the same audition. We go to this audition to be in the summer, you know, midsummer production, you know, Shakespeare in the Park somewhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, depending on kind of what happens during the course of, you know, prepping for the audition, we have a thought, maybe realize that the, you know, director who's giving you directions is, you know, just manspreading, just like really spreading those legs and starting
like
to say doll and babe.
Situation.
Yeah, you start going, wait a second, what's going on here? And that will start off a train of thought in a vignette. Or, Dan will, you know, we'll sit and we'll both be called up at the same time. And suddenly we're in a very goofy rendition of Romeo and Juliet where they've asked us to, switch the genders because why not? Because we're very open here.
Just to show how flexible you can
yes,
be.
Yes, on the spot, you
okay.
know. So a lot of it's based on personal experience and kind of the
yeah,
goofy
I was gonna
and weirdness.
Say the man spreading director. That
doesn't
seem familiar.
It was so familiar.
Yeah, it happened. You know, a lot of these the vignettes, they're all either our experiences or experiences of people we know, and so we just decided to throw them in and celebrate theater here in the Mitten and talk about that a little bit and what it makes it different from, you know, New York or Chicago, L.A. or Minneapolis. You know,
and have you done theater in other places?
Dan has done a little bit of theater outside of here. I went ahead and have done workshops. I have not actually worked outside of Michigan. I've stayed here. A lot of friends of mine have gone to Chicago, New York, a couple to LA. And that's fantastic. And I love it. You know, good for them. I get to visit, which is awesome. Couches.
You don't have to live there.
Exactly. I can visit. I can say, yes, I still love New York because I don't live there. And I come back home mm-hmm. and, you know, we get to do very cool and meaty work. And, you know, I consider myself lucky to be working in Michigan. Honestly, to, you know, be in my late 20s and to be writing, you know, a published writer, directing, to be working with such incredible people, that have stayed and have chosen, you know, despite not having tax incentives or other things, film breaks, you know, things like that.
I used to work on the tax incentives uh-huh. for the whole 2 years we had them.
Yeah, they were delightful.
Are you? Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's my perception
sure.
or so is it. Has the theater, and Nick, you can weigh in on this too, has theater in Michigan really expanded lately, or is it just that because of the guests that Nick is bringing, I'm now aware of all of these theater
I suspect
groups?
It's the latter, because Michigan has a pretty vibrant theater community in general. The Southeast Michigan, especially if you expand that to like Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You actually hear?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Michigan has got a really great, vibrant, very creative theater community.
Has it had it? I mean, because I felt like when we lived in the city, there was stuff, but
I think it was more concentrated.
But when did you live in the city?
I don't know.
Well, when I lived in the city, yeah. I used to live in the city.
Nice. Oh, nice. Very cool. I think that honestly, a lot of it has. Older theater companies. Oh, that's exciting. older theater companies that were kind of established, you know, for a
yeah.
long time. They would do a lot of very similar shows, right? Mm-hmm. So there's kind of, you know, the American canon, a lot of Neil Simon, a lot of which we love to make fun of. You know, you get some Tennessee Williams, and you get some of the kind of standard.
Everyone's doing the glass menagerie.
Yes, the menagerie. Yeah. You know, and So people started getting tired of seeing the same shows. And a lot around, I'd say, like, 90s, there were a lot of little theater companies that started popping up in odd spaces.
Yeah, like the Attic. And things
the
like,
Attic
yeah,
and, yeah. And Planet Ant and, you know, like, these odd little kind of funky art theaters, which had always been around. The Detroit Rep is amazing, and they do incredible yeah. work. You know, the Matrix Theater downtown Detroit. You know, these places that have kind of a more established black box or thrust stages. But as these older theaters kind of kept going with the same old same
kind of stuff.
Yeah, you start losing a little interest and you lose younger kids coming. So theaters
is
kind of
opening drunk Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So the
which
Shakespeare
is what we
can be a lot of fun.
God,
that's what we want
to talk about more of that.
Yeah,
too.
That was phenomenal. We did that when we were in New York last year.
I may be doing
it
again.
So it's so much fun. So
it
much
is.
Fun.
It is.
The Bard is meant to be quaffed, you know,
yeah.
like,
right.
with a heavy.
And they just move yeah. places. So they're
they
actually more flexible. Yeah. They expanded because they're so popular. I can't remember what I'll have to email Josh and ask him. But they moved.
Now
so
I'm
they
to
have
go to New York with you again.
So they have like a newer space with more room
more
for
space.
People because the thing is mocked.
Maybe I should bring my book back.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Do it.
Wait, we go to Detroit.
I didn't steal it.
I did not steal it.
So I had
did
to
you borrow
go,
it?
No, they
oh,
gave
okay.
it to me.
They handed it to her.
They
but...
gave did they?
So, did yeah,
they give
no,
it
they did.
To you?
Well, let's set the stage though, because
okay.
it, when
okay.
you go into Drunk Shakespeare in New York, it's a library and it's yeah. color coded. So
yeah.
it was like blues and reds mm-hmm. and it's very aesthetically pleasing with books.
Yeah.
It's decorated
yeah.
with books.
So I had to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And so to save my space, they put a book on the chair.
Okay.
Well, as faithful listeners know, Lee and I love murder. So they had placed on my chair a book about a murder that had occurred in England in
I'm hooked.
The 1800s. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember the name of it, but it was fascinating. I'm like, I got to take
this.
It
was red, wasn't
yeah.
it?
No, it was black.
Was
it
a black book?
Yeah. So I was like, I got it. Can I have this? I want to read it. And they're
yeah.
like, sure, take it. So I took it.
Hey.
I still haven't finished the very end of it, but it was a very interesting story about a gentleman who had served in the military
mm-hmm.
and he had become a solicitor in this little town.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he'd murdered several people with arsenic.
Fantastic.
So it was all about his trial, et cetera. But yeah, so I have the book because I wanted to read
I can
about
understand. Are you just giving yourself a nice long cliffhanger until you, you
yeah,
know,
I'm
you
like,
figure
yeah,
out
Yeah,
I'm
like, I should finish that. Well, they got to the trial and I'm like, well, the murder's over and I know what he did. So
right,
I don't give
right.
a shit what happens. Like, he either goes to jail or he dies.
Now, she said that we like murder. That's not necessarily
Well,
true.
We don't like the
We're
actual
fascinated
murder.
Fascinated by... the story,
just
of
fascinated
and then we
by
learn
murder.
From
like, just,
then we
yeah.
learn
morbidly
from
curious.
It, and then,
I completely
yeah.
understand. I'm in
so
the exact same
boat. Are you
boat,
my favorite
ladies.
Murderer?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
My if my friend Sarah Lucas were here, my best friend and one of my you know kind of rocks. You guys are yeah, you're giving
yeah.
me the exact same vibe,
okay.
and we're mildly infatuated with Jack the Ripper. You know
yeah.
any of the you know delightful
just the
serial
forensics
killers around.
Behind
yeah.
it, the
delightful.
Why people do the shit that they do.
Yeah.
So we're huge fans of My Favorite Murder. Went
Love
to the
it.
Podcast, the live showing when they came to
yeah.
Detroit.
I watched it. I watched both episodes that
she
night.
She did. She stayed for both.
Nice.
And so for Christmas, she got me a mug that says "Toxic Masculinity Ruins the Party"
oh,
again.
Oh, I like that.
So I wanted to give you a podcast recommendation about toxic masculinity because I listened to it a while back, but they just did a live show and it reminded me of what a fucking nut job this guy was. It's called Dirty John.
Okay.
So Dirty John is a true story about this guy who was basically a psychopath who destroyed the lives of pretty much every person he came in contact with, especially women.
Oh, great.
And you got to listen to the podcast to actually hear
So
all of the
is it called
okay.
Dirty John?
Dirty John.
Dirty John.
All right.
Dirty
okay.
John. All right.
So check
I
it out. It's only
it.
Like,
and it's not
I think it's
about
only like
cleaning
five or
the house.
Six.
I was thinking
it's yeah. only like five or six episodes.
Yeah.
But he will horrify you and make you realize why you were told to trust no one.
Yeah. And why you need to watch.
And why you need to do your due diligence and Google yeah. stalk people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I can do those things.
So, cool.
Yeah.
Like
all those
that.
Things can be done.
Yay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to get us out of our rabbit hole. And
it's a great hole.
Let me go through
All right. So Yeah. Luna, where is the production going to be?
Sure. It's show. At Done. The show is at our lovely little theater in Ferndale, just on Hilton Road. It's Slipstream Theater Initiative. I think that's 460 Hilton, if I can remember the address.
That sounds about right.
And we're just down the street here because we're off Campbell Hilton.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're pretty much neighbors. Oh, you know, cool. We're right around the corner from each other.
So do you have your own building?
We do. We do. Huh. We got really lucky with our funding.
Cool. Wait, you guys have got to be close to where the old K9 to 5 was.
We are. So
before they moved to Nine Mile.
Yeah. If you take Hilton going down towards 8, we are just down that strip. Actually, it's kind of cool because there's been a couple of, I think they're art galleries being put in.
They are, yeah.
Right down the street from us. So it's this awful or awesome, not awful.
Awfully cool.
Awfully
awful fantastic. In the old sense. It inspires awe.
Right? Full of awe. Yeah, there's this awesome little art strip that's starting to build
itself. Kind of like Livernois and Ferndale. Right? Where you're like, holy shit, there's a cat cafe and Margo and Max and Axel Brewery.
We need a coffee place. That's my offer. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone on the Hilton side of Ferndale, please feel free to open up a little coffee shop on that
I have
strip.
A coffee shop friend, besides her, who used to own a coffee shop, I have a friend who owns a coffee shop. So I'm so sad.
I'm tired of Starbucks.
I know.
I should come and talk to you.
Their food is, their coffee's burnt.
How would you like to do a fashion show in your little theater?
Oh my God, you're saying all the right things.
Oh, and you know
will you
what?
Bring the leather bra?
Yes.
Yes. You're in, girl. You're in.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Can we do tits and tiaras?
So
we should do tits and tiaras
tits
there.
Tits and tiaras would be great.
Oh my God. Fabulous. Yeah. All right. Well, Bailey, I'm going to let you know that we're going to have a fashion show at our theater soon. That's my lovely partner
with tiaras.
In crime. Yes, exactly. Trust me, we're all going to be thrilled. We're actually doing in June.
Awesome.
We're doing a spoof on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh my God, I love
Drag
Race.
Taking a French farce and basically setting it in the world of RuPaul. So just saying, tits, tiaras, and French farce might be in the style of drag queens.
Yep.
I'm sensing a theme here, lady.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Do you know Operamoto? Are you familiar with opera?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
I hate opera and they are fabulous.
Ooh. Yeah. This is how you really bring people into
get
opera.
Get people into opera because
see, I love opera. I've not heard.
Oh my God.
This.
Can I talk a little bit about what's the one we just went to? That
Giovanni?
No. The one at the Scarab Club.
Oh, Turn of the Screw.
Okay. So they did it.
Tales from the Crypt.
That's kind of related to what we're doing later.
So they did it. They did it at the Scarab Club, and the first half was in the bright,
shiny, beautiful
art gallery.
Beautiful, happy family.
Yeah.
Governess has kit.
And then at intermission, you went upstairs to the very dark. Upstairs.
I love the upstairs.
Yeah, isn't it
cool? Fabulous.
And so the horrible, creepy second half took place upstairs. It was amazing. And then they have a little follow along so you can actually understand what the hell's going on.
They have an app.
So you have your app.
Last year,
they do a summary. It's amazing.
I am obsessed with technology like play itself
it's
into
fantastic.
Theater. I love it.
Well, that
so.
Way you
That's
don't
cool.
have to watch
the big screen.
Subtitles.
The subtitles. Right. Yeah. You're actually in the moment with them.
Engage.
You get to engage in the costuming, the acting. And then, the singing is beautiful. And last year they did Giovanni as the characters from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
What?
And so Busted dressed them for that.
Shut the front door.
We have a new show is coming up. It's a double entendre.
Yeah. Two French things,
two of them.
Yeah. Bad kids and boobies.
That's right. And so we, as our Rotary group, we are selling tickets to the technical dress rehearsals prior. These operas sell out.
Yeah.
They sell out.
I can imagine. Yeah.
So they're usually $35 a ticket, I think.
That's
$40
not bad
a ticket, something like that. So it really does bring you in. It's affordable. They do it in really fun places. Mm-hmm. Well, this time in February, we're going to be selling two nights of rehearsals. So there'll be $15 a ticket.
Oh.
$5 of every ticket goes to the local Rotary groups to help. The rest goes to Operamoto.
It's not your great grandfather. Right. It's not your grandfather's Rotary anymore. We're selling stuff to opera.
We'll post the links to get the tickets there.
I love it.
because those will sell out too.
Yeah, so yeah. That'll be mid-February. And that's interesting because they're two French productions.
Yes.
And you guys have a French production coming up as well.
We do, yeah.
Do you want to talk about that and the storyline?
Sure, we're messing around with some Tartuffe. I mean, it's one of my favorites. Tartuffe. It just sounds so delightfully French. We're setting our Tartuffe. It's not going to be in, you know, French anything.
It's going to be in Détroit.
It's going to be in Détroit. It's a very French place.
You know.
Artistic license.
Yes, exactly. until it became overrun with casserole and, you know, Jesus, it's great.
It's the Midwest. Casserole.
We all do. We all
come for the French. It is stay for the casserole and Jesus.
Huguenots, man. Gotta love them.
The first part of that is huge.
Yeah, it is. Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Second part is not, which it's not.
There you go.
So necessary.
It's mixed messages.
We're not huge.
The French are huge. Anyway, so we're doing Tartuffe, and the storyline is basically this charlatan, if you will, this con man. He kind of takes this rich guy for everything he's worth. And the guy's, you know, very prominent member of the community. One of those, you were mentioning toxic masculinity earlier, you know, the guys who are very good at talking and know everyone, but don't know anyone because they don't listen to anything except their own voice. So, yes. Anyway, the timing of this one was a little interesting, right? This very religious, charlatan shows up and takes this guy for everything he's worth. And basically his wife and family are all pretty, wise to it and saying, hey, how do you guys not see that this guy's an asshole and a liar? We went ahead and we set this in early days Detroit. So a lot of the street names that you might drive down and wonder, who is Joseph Campo and who's John R?
Raya Pell is one of my family names.
Really? You're one of the Raya Pells.
I'm pretty sure I'm not associated with the French Ribbon Farm family, just knowing my family. But yeah, Raya Pell.
Aurora Raya Pell.
Claim it. That's beautiful.
I'll take it.
I love it. we're setting it in the early days of Detroit. Still, it's going to be a really funny show. Great cast. First time director, Mandy Logson. We're very, very excited to have her working with us and kind of making her directing debut at Slipstream.
So when you say the early days of Detroit, are you talking about the beaver trapping days or are you talking about the car type of
days? Yes, this is after, I believe, Monsieur Cadillac has, you know, kind of established this as more than a fort.
Kind of like mid-1700s?
I'm going to go with mid-1800s. So we're after Michigan's officially a state. I believe Detroit is an established city by this point, not a territory any longer or a fort.
Or part of Upper Canada.
Right. UC. it's an interesting mix of, religion still has a huge part of it. And, do you, pray before Mass or after Mass? Well, you know, we can't speak with you if you, haven't been baptized or whatever, whatever that looks like. So, that has a lot to play with it, I think. But mostly, I think the timing of this show was hilarious. We had no idea it was going to be quite so accurate or relevant, but that kind of keeps happening this year. So, we'll roll with it and we'll see what happens.
Good time to be in theater.
Yes.
It is. It's also a good time to be Slipstream. You just recently came back from Indianapolis.
We did just come back from Indianapolis. Yes. Thank you. We had a lovely kind of day trip, weekend trip to Indianapolis for the Kennedy Center Awards college kids. Which was awesome. It's a large competition that happens across the country, and college kids submit their plays for critiquing and also to see who will perform it at the Kennedy Center. That's very cool. And our wonderful Maxim Vinogradnov, I think I said that right, is our wonderful winner of the Midwest region that we just performed at. So we did a stage reading of his script, cool. A Night of the Stars with Tennessee Williams, which was also an original work. Obviously, he wrote it.
Unless he plagiarized. Right?
And it's a beautiful, beautiful play. It's kind of Tennessee Williams in the afterlife leads you on a beautiful drunken journey through his memories with the starlets of Hollywood, and also tied in with the stars of, you know, the universe and astrology and all that fun stuff. So it's a beautiful play, great concept, and we had some amazing feedback, some really great, you know, attentive kids who were just very into it, and we are thrilled that, you know, he was able to we were all able to perform it there, and we were able to go ahead and, you know, get him kind of the recognition he deserves.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
So yeah. For the productions you have coming up, do you have open auditions, or is it just members of the current theater troupe?
Sure. No, we are technically a closed company, which means kind of the latter, that we go ahead and work with people we know, we've trusted, people that have, you know, kind of a good recommendation, you know, from right. the area, mm-hmm. from other people we know.
Yeah.
But we do often, you know, we love calling people in. So if you're ever interested, please feel free to message us, or you can email us at insidetheslipstream@gmail.com. That's kind of our you know, email address. Let us know if you ever want to audition and say, hey, that sounds interesting. French Farce or Tennessee Williams or yeah. RuPaul's
like,
Drag Race.
Do you like original works then also sent to you?
Oh, we love it. Please. The more scripts I can. That's what I do late at night. If I don't, then I'm watching X-Files. So
or
if
American
I don't have
Gods.
News. Or American Gods, which is the greatest show ever.
Oh, good.
But
work,
if I don't have a script
Lisa.
To read,
good
that's
work.
What I'm going to be doing. I'll just be wasting my time in front of a screen.
I would not call that a waste.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
American Gods. Some other stuff, yeah.
Before we go to American Gods, I just swallowed the mic. That's
hey.
Fun. Okay, great.
Pull it out there, man. Pull it out.
Yeah. So one of the things that Slipstream stands out for, as well as the original works, is that Slipstream will take works which are known to people, and there's a Slipstream-esque touch to everything that happens. So if you like a Slipstream work, generally you can actually buy the script.
That's true.
That was worked from.
Yes. Yes.
So you can buy nice. You can buy the scripts for pretty much all of the productions.
I believe we
I
have
think.
All of them except our very first season. So if you saw our Importance of Being Earnest, that
I
one might not be on the docket. But we right. do. We love to adapt things. So we've got a great adaptation of Hamlet, Three Sisters.
Yeah. The Three Sisters I loved.
That was a lot of fun.
That was an off-Broadway-esque
thing. It was so much fun.
I mean?
That's such a pretty
beautiful.
Set. But yeah, so we like messing around with old scripts and kind of making them new and relevant and hot. Yeah, just like that. Yeah.
All right. So I just went and looked at our Facebook feed to see who's out there. And I would like to say hello to Chrissy. Chrissy
Hello.
Is
hey, Chrissy.
She's
Hi, Chrissy.
Our mail
our
lady extraordinaire and murderino. And she hopefully is out there being very, very safe. I'd like to also say, if you see your mail person coming up the sidewalk and you haven't shoveled your sidewalk, then go out there and make sure they don't fall down.
Amen.
Damn it. Because they are working hard for us, and it's really difficult in these it was 5 degrees this morning when I dropped my kid off at school.
And it was warm.
So my sister Laura is listening. So hello, Laura.
Yay.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Laura. Who else? Would you put your hat, your beanie back on?
Oh, yeah.
I can
put your beanies back on. Because somebody else that's out there is Carrie, and Carrie from Goods is who embroidered those beanies.
And she's going to be our guest soon, right?
And she's going to be our guest soon also. Yeah, so that if
next week, right? Carrie, are you coming next week?
I think we'll have to see.
I think so.
maybe.
We'll see.
My brain is fried. So, yeah, she embroidered our beanies. If you need to have some swag made, she also makes t-shirts for us, and I've got leggings.
I may need a table skirt.
And table stuff. Yeah, so she's fantastic.
Specific.
Thank you, thank you, thank
yeah,
you.
She did a table skirt for
That's
for
fabulous.
Lee. Yeah.
Loving the beanie. It's,
yeah, it's
perfect.
Awesome.
And Dr. Almond from down in Florida is watching. So hello, Dr. Almond. It was great to see you at my mother's wedding. Yes, my 81-year-old mother got married last weekend.
That's
to
magic.
To her high school sweetheart. It was
Oh,
magic,
my God.
Beautiful.
Hey, that's what, you know, my grandmother, a couple of years ago, she did that 75, yeah, I think it was their 75th high school reunion, met her old high school sweetheart, and then they, like, they didn't get married, but they both sold their houses,
lived in sin,
bought an RV, and crocheted across America.
Crocheted
it was
across America. America.
That, yeah. that seems like it's begging for a play.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen someday.
Crocheting America.
Crocheting across America.
I love it. So thank you guys for watching and listening. And if you can get to some of these productions, please do. Supporting local artists is a passion that I think everybody at this table has.
Yeah.
Amen.
So,
absolutely.
You know, diving into your local economy, supporting your local artists, supporting local small businesses, all those things help keep your local economy strong.
Woo.
And that's important for everybody to have a house if you can. So yeah. There you go. We have 10 more minutes.
I think we can talk about American Gods.
Let's talk about another road trip.
Because it is so amazing.
It's one
delightful
of my
show.
Absolute favorite shows. One of the best books ever. I will say it's one of the best road trip audiobooks you can put on.
Does he do the audio?
He does some of the audio. He doesn't do the whole audio, but he does the kind of introductions. So the Dear America like segments.
It's
and
the segments.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Which is the best part. So
I love a Nancy.
Yeah.
You'll love a Nancy when you get
Mr.
to Nancy.
Mr. Nancy.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's Orlando Jones.
Anger gets shit done.
Oh.
Anger gets shit done.
Okay. Amen. One of my favorite lines.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just can't spoil it for anybody.
I know. It's
no
hard.
Spoilers.
Yeah,
it's,
no spoilers.
No spoilers. That would be like talking about Star Wars and saying, beep.
I'm like, don't even.
I've
seen
it.
I've seen it. Okay. I've seen it. But don't do that to people.
I'm not.
So Lee's only seen the first episode. What do you think?
I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm trying to get to a point where I could share it with my husband and I'm not just watching it by myself. Because that's when you like start sneaking into the bathroom and going, no, I'm going to be in here for a while and watching it by yourself.
Yeah,
I will tell you, I've watched it twice and listened to after show podcasts. And if you listen to the after show podcasts after watching an episode, you'll be like, holy shit, I didn't get that. And you'll watch it again and you'll be like, oh. That's cool.
Right. It's one of the first series I've like watched after reading the books where I've been 100% just like satisfied.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And
take
it's
me.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I am not into violence, but the violence in this is so.
Oh, it's so pretty.
It's stylized
so
and beautiful. Pretty. You know, the Viking blood.
Look at those blood splashes.
Yeah.
They're just
so that's the crazy part about this season with Vikings, since she said the word Viking, is I haven't been able to watch it for the last, I think I haven't watched the last five.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So once I stopped, I missed one, it was like, I have to stop. And now they're all kind of being saved. They're in a bank of when I need a little delight. But of course, if I watch it without Patrick, he's going to be like, what the hell are you
right.
doing? But it's a bench bank.
That's like cheating on the whole TV show is like grounds for divorce.
It's grounds for lots of.
I almost did that with Black Mirror, and
I have not cheated.
I watched the last two episodes. I know I'm a material. I just had to know about Black Museum. I needed to know what it was. I saw everybody talking about it, and my husband kept being like, "No, I want to watch Harry Potter," because he's living that for the first time too.
What is he living?
Harry Potter.
Because he was too old to, like, you
really
know, when it came out. So he, like, kind of denied it and tried to be too cool about it. And now, and I'm so jealous, he's getting to, like, live the magic for the first time as, like, you know, a grown-up. And I don't even know what that's like. So, but he wanted to watch that instead of Black Mirror. And I get it, but I've already, you know,
I've done
that, been there. So, yeah, I just wanted to be paranoid about the government and enjoy it.
And the shitty thing is that the DVR, like, will tell on you.
Right.
Like, because I have AI Universe and
it's
like,
totally ratted
it'll
out.
Give it in italics.
Yeah.
So I'm like, unless I can find this on demand to watch it.
Yeah.
And then watch it on demand.
Yeah. And Patrick finally said, I want you to open up your own account so I don't have to see the crap you're watching. I was like, really? I could do that? And then you have no idea?
Dude, seriously, the VCR is such a snitch.
I
can't shake it because it's just terrible.
Well, Netflix will say, oh, you've already watched part of this. You're going to continue watching.
Yeah.
Right.
You're into these.
Yeah.
So you're now like, that's crazy. Yeah. What are you doing?
I fell asleep and it just kind of kept going.
I think Lively was watching that. I don't know. Yeah.
he does have his own account.
I know. Okay. Yeah, that's probably good because he should not be watching Vikings or American Gods.
No.
How old? No, he's 10.
Yeah.
And a half.
Yeah. I mean, Emily Browning will be an eye opener for
We're just trying to get past sex.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, he'll love Emily Browning. Oh,
well, but yeah, but dead wife sex might be a little tough to explain. Yeah,
oh, my God.
And also, and also the PhD.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Not something a 10-year-old wants to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what PhD is? Jess?
No.
Pretty huge dick.
Oh. I've never heard it referred to like that. I'm
That's
like,
actually,
a
I
degree?
Stole it from Kanye West in his first album.
Kanye stole it from, you know, an action, you know, somebody
right,
else.
Right.
So
but okay. He was like, he was singing, you know, he
Is
didn't go to college, but he went to, he's got a PhD, a pretty huge dick. Yeah,
yeah, so. I believe that. I don't think Kim Kardashian would have settled down with a dude with a little tool, you know.
I don't know. I mean, he could have just been bragging, but I love the shorthand.
Mm. The,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really want to think about Kanye West's.
No. No. Or Kim Kardashian.
Or either, yeah, really.
With or without a little tool.
I just, anyway. Yeah. Okay, I don't.
So, did you watch the first Black Mirror for this last season?
Oh, my God. Yes. Which, speaking of Orville, right?
Well, speaking of Orville and also
and
speaking
Trek.
Of having no...
Oh
no, genitalia!
Yeah, that's yeah,
which is
pretty delightful.
Fantastic,
yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah,
I've not seen any Black Mirror. I keep hearing about San Jupitero because it won an award.
Yeah.
Listen, you do not have to watch any of it.
I haven't had Netflix for a while.
You don't have to watch any of it in order.
It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
So
it's very much
very like single episode.
So I would watch this, the first one from season. Is it?
I need to get Netflix.
Three.
Yeah. Four. What's the episode that has?
I don't know. I don't know.
The exercise thing and the. American Idol type thing.
The something season. Million merits.
Yeah. Million merits, yeah. A million,
22 million or million 30 merits. Million merits. It's amazing.
Because,
that's one of my favorite episodes.
Because that was written by Charlie Brooker and his wife.
Yeah.
Who I didn't realize Connie had written that with him because I know Connie is like a kids TV presenter.
Yeah.
Because like she was like... Oh, yeah. No, no. Connie Kwa is like a huge, was like a big name in kids TV because she was the person you watched as a kid and you're like, oh, great. Connie's doing this.
Right.
And then puberty hit or your dad was in the room and both of you were like, oh, great. Connie's in this.
Yes. 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 She's
good work, Charlie. So yeah, so she's a very talented.
Speaking of adolescence.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, Emily
exactly.
Browning. Whew, she, yeah,
dead
keep
wife.
Lively away from her.
Okay.
So
we will. Okay,
I gotta say though, just one tying back into American
Tie it.
Gods. I was watching the sitcom L.A. to Vegas.
Okay,
which just came out. It's,
no idea.
No,
stupid like airplane humor, but in a but Dylan McDermott is a pilot. The reason that I'm bringing it up is because Cernobog. Is one of the people on the plane. And I'm like, who the hell is that guy? Who is that guy? Oh, he's Cernobog.
Right.
Yeah, he's
evil
also...
Evil Russian anything.
Yeah.
Or
he's
the Russian
bad guy. Or just slab-like blonde thugs.
Right,
fog.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, Slavic
he's
something.
In Fargo.
Fargo, yeah.
So,
we go to Pancake's house.
He's in Fargo?
So Grace Jones, I'm going to tie it in somewhere. It doesn't really fucking matter. Okay. Grace
Why do we
Jones.
Have to tie anything in?
I mean, it's Grace Jones. She right. can
Dolph,
go where she needs
what's
to be.
What's Dolph's last name?
Lundgren.
Yeah. Did you know they were a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A big thing.
Yeah. I did not.
And
now or
she,
before?
Before. He was her bodyguard.
Uh-huh.
Really?
For years. And then they were a big-time relationship.
Frankly, I always assumed
American
that
they were,
she
they
had
were
a
in
female
in a
relationship.
They were in Playboy or Playgirl. I can't remember
yeah,
which
really?
One.
They were in Playgirl.
And the photos of them together are gorgeous.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It is beautiful.
Well,
she was beautiful. Oh, he was beautiful. Their bodies were just like kick-ass beautiful. But then all of a sudden in the shower this morning, I'm like, wait. Was the movie Bodyguard based on that? Because they fell in love with each other, and he was there to protect her, but she's
right.
such a badass. Was she really the one protecting him?
Right.
You know, I don't
well,
know.
I
love
it. Show. I just have to say the only thing I know about the Bodyguard, which I have seen Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston, but every time that comes up, I just get pissed off that she's the one who got the credit for the song because it was
Dolly
Parton song.
Yeah.
And Dolly Parton
was Dolly
is fucking
song.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, she is.
It's also a really bitchy send-off to Porter Wagoner, too, the Dolly Parton one. So I will always love you.
We want to wrap you. All this up.
Okay,
and remind people, and we're going to put things up on the Facebook page and on the Twitter and whatever else we got out there. All the social media is going to have links for your shows coming up. What is
Fantastic.
The date?
Well, we are already running. So we're running Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, I believe, through the 27th. Maybe the 28th.
But, January.
And how do they find tickets?
Come to our website. Woo! We have one of those. Slipstreamti.com. Come check out our website. You can find out so much about our current show, other productions that we've got coming up, and also fun things that we like to do in the community.
And watch for tits and tears, because it's going to be a thing.
We're going to make this happen.
Yeah, it will happen. Okay. Yeah.
And you can find us on Twitter at Bras Bitches.
Facebook
at Bras Bitches ampersand balls.
Right, ampersand balls. So, that's
which you're probably at if you're watching Facebook.
Okay, and can we be found anywhere else? Do we have an Instagram?
We have an Instagram, which is Bras Bitches and Balls. Yeah. And same thing, because that one I could get to work, but I couldn't get Bras Bitches ampersand balls to work on Twitter for some reason.
We'll work it out. So we want to say thank you. Come and join us again next week, 10 o'clock-ish.
Where I think we have Carrie
on Wednesday.
Coming.
We think we have Carrie coming. Yes, we think we do. She'll let us know. And Jessica, we want to say thank you for you know, making us sound like we do.
My pleasure. Thanks for the entertainment.
Thanks, Sarah seems to have disappeared. I don't know if she's gone.
We're very stable geniuses.
We are very stable.
Are we stable geniuses?
I don't know.
Definitely.
You know, I can't get out of my mind. So Grace Jones was in Conan, right? And then Dolph Lundgren was He-Man.
Yeah.
Think about that, right? Whoa, mind blown. Okay,
They were in 007. She got him. She launched his career.
So anyway,
he is gorgeous. Okay, we got to take it out. We're done. We're gone.
I was going to tie it to American Gods, but okay, fine.
We're out. Hit it, Jess. We'll be right back.